USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Texas state representative is now being criticized for tweeting he had an assault weapon ready for Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. The tweet by Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane came after O'Rourke had this to say during the debate.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Kane tweeted, "My AR is ready for you, Robert Francis," which is O'Rourke's full name. O'Rourke called the tweet a death threat. Kane's tweet was removed for violating the company's terms of service. But it escalated an already tense atmosphere in Texas over guns after two mass shootings in August left 29 people dead. Quick glance at the stock market. The S&P 500 slipped to 3,007. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted its eighth straight gain to 27,219. And the NASDAQ fell to 8,176. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for a bribe to rig her daughter's SAT scores. A total of 51 people have been charged in the scheme. Prosecutors had sought a month in prison for Huffman while her lawyers said she should get probation. Huffman pleaded guilty in May to a single count of conspiracy and fraud. She must report for her prison sentence in 6 weeks and must pay a $30,000 fine plus perform 250 hours of community service. It's Friday the 13th and a full moon, something that won't happen again until 2049. And not only is it a Friday the 13th full moon, but it's the famous harvest moon, giving early farmers extra evening light to harvest and bring in the fall crops. It's also called a micro moon. You might remember that supermoons occur when the moon is at the closest point to the Earth during its orbit. Well, a micro moon is just the opposite. The moon will be in apogee tonight, which means it's the furthest point away from the Earth. So enjoy your Friday the 13th. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
China will begin lifting tariffs imposed on U.S. soybeans and pork in a trade war with Washington, according to the state news agency in China. This is adding to conciliatory gestures by the two sides ahead of the latest negotiations. China will suspend tariff hikes on soybeans, pork, and some other farm goods, saying Beijing supports domestic companies in purchasing a certain amount of United States farm produce. The move follows President Donald Trump's decision Wednesday to postpone a planned October 1st tariff hike on Chinese imports and back it up to October 15th. Hopes are now growing that the two sides might defuse the prolonged dispute that is threatening global economic growth. But there has been no sign of progress on the main issues in the conflict over trade and technology. Health authorities in Kenya started administering doses of the world's only licensed malaria vaccine to young children in rural areas facing high transmission rates. Kenya has now become the third African country to introduce the vaccine after Malawi and Ghana. The aim is to reach about 360,000 children per year across those three countries. The health ministry described the milestone on Twitter as a historic day for the East African country. Malaria is a top killer in many African countries. According to the World Health Organization, the region accounted for 92% of the cases and 93% of malaria deaths in the year 2017. The parasitic disease kills about 435,000 people a year, most of them children under five, in Africa. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.